Bikurim Perak Beis Mishnah Vav. Esrog Shava Leilin B'Shlosha Drachim La Yorek B'Derech Echad. This is a famous Mishnah we know from the beginning of Kiddushin, that an Esrog is similar to a tree or other fruits in three ways. So an esrog is just like every other fruit, in three ways, but it has one characteristic of a vegetable. So it's like every other fruit when it comes to arla. Now, fruits always go basar chanata, which is when it buds. Different machlek is what that actually means, one that happens. But let's say when it just starts to flower and bud, the fruit itself. So although you always start the counting of the 3 years, the Mefarshim explain, when the tree takes root in the ground, which is called klita, the chanota, the budding of the fruit, happens obviously later, but it's almost as if when the fruit starts to bud, we almost look at it as that's when you took it out. In other words, like by vegetables, it goes by shas l'kita, when you take it out of the ground. By fruit, when it starts to bud, it's almost as if it's, in a certain way, taken out of the ground. So if that actually happens, for example, in the third year, before 3 years have passed, that's the gemar of the fruit, and there's a problem of arla with that, and even if you gathered and plucked the fruit off in the fourth year, since the chanata happened in the third year, it's a problem of arla, and this fruit is always going to be aser. And also by rivai, which would be that if in the fourth year it has chanata, even though it's plucked off the tree in the fifth year, so things that you wait even after the fourth year, you don't even have to be poda anymore. But since the chanata happened in the fourth year, so therefore it still needs a pidyon. That's why the Tfarei Sorel explains. Uvashviyis, so if a fruit grows before Shemitah, it doesn't have Kiddusha Shviyis. And what does that mean? That means if the chanata happened of the fruit, let's say in the sixth year, so comes the seventh year, this is not Shemitah fruit. And similarly, obviously, if the chanata happens, if it buds in the seventh year on Shemitah, even if you pluck the fruit off in the eighth year, it's still going to have a din of Shviyis. So this is all fruits. And esrog is the same as well. The layarek b'derek echad, so this, the Mishnah tells us, shebishas likitaso isura, that the time that you take it, that you pluck it off, you're going to go after that time by maestros. Divrei Rabbi Gamliel. So just like vegetables, that's when they're taken. So an esrog is actually treated that way. And the reason is because an esrog needs constant irrigation like vegetables do, not like trees. So that's the only chiddush of an esrog, that it's like a vegetable, legabe maestros. That's Rabbi Gamliel. So if the lakita of an esrog, the Rav paints a picture, if the chanata happened in the sixth year, so it's parter from Shemitah, because that's when the chanata happened in the sixth year, but you pluck it off in the seventh year, so now not only that, it's going to be parter from maestros, because legabe maestros, it's like a vegetable. So you're going to be parter from everything. And so too, like the Tfarei Sorel explains, that if it's taken in the first, second, fourth, or fifth year of the Shemitah cycle, and that's when it's plucked, that's a din of Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni, and if it's the third and sixth year, instead of Maaser Sheni, you have Maaser Ani, and so on and so forth, because it goes by when it's plucked, just like a vegetable. Rabbi Eliezer, Oimer Shavu Ilun B'chol Dover. Rabbi Eliezer says, it's like any other fruit, legabe everything, even Maaseris.